This is the Blaze Radio on demand.
If you or a loved one is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction and are serious about getting help, call us now at 855-820-2797. You can get clean and sober in as little as 7 days. Your insurance company may cover 100% of all costs with little to no out-of-pocket expenses. Our trained addiction specialists are available 24/7 and all calls are free and confidential. Just call us at 855-820-2797. How much longer are you going to suffer with addiction? Let us find you the best treatment center that fits your unique needs. Call us now at 855-820-2797.
Glenn Beck. The Blaze Radio Network.
Welcome to the program, Kelly Shackelford. How are you, sir?
Great.
Good to have you here.
It's good to be here.
You have been looking at all of the Supreme Court nominees when they had a list of 20. And I believe he was on your short list, Gorsuch, of somebody that you felt pretty comfortable with. Going into this, how comfortable are you that he's not John Roberts or any of the other conservatives that we always nominate and then they always turn out to be a huge progressive?
Well, there's a few things that are different about him and what Republicans were doing in the past. In the past, there was this Republican thing of picking people without a record.
Yeah.
And John Roberts, for instance. Mm-hmm. I mean,
that was Ted Cruz's argument against him.
And that's what people did. Now, John Roberts has been really solid on most cases. On Obamacare, twice, inexplicably.
He rewrote the law.
Exactly. So that I will point out that while a lot of people are really disappointed in him, it's those two cases that they're disappointed in, not what he did on the same-sex marriage case or the live cases.
Pretty big.
I agree with you. But John Roberts was a guy who had no record. Now, that usually says one of two things. If you're 50 years old and you have no conservative record, you're either not a conservative or you're hiding. Mm-hmm. And if you're hiding, then how much courage are you going to have when the heat's on? Mm-hmm. So that's why I think that was a really bad approach that the Republicans had. That is not their approach anymore. Really, it changed with Alito. You had Harriet Myers being appointed by President Bush. That didn't work. They went back and he said, okay, I'm just going to pick a full-fledged conservative with a long record. And guess what? Alito got through. They tried a filibuster. It got 25 votes. And I think since then now it's changed. So when you look at Gorsuch, he had 3,000 opinions that his name is connected to. Either he wrote or he was on those opinions, joined those opinions. So you see a long swath of where his philosophy has been, what he believes, where he stands. And so that's a little different.
Chuck Schumer said, you know, there are many reasons to fear him. But the one that it looks like they're really going after is that he's a corporatist, that he's always for the corporation and is just going to sink us all because smokestacks will be everywhere.
It really silly. What you find with Gorsuch is he doesn't really care who the plaintiff and the defendant are. He's just going to go, what does the law say? And that's the result. And the funny thing is when you ask him, okay, if he's this person that you're saying he is, then what are the opinions? And then they'll pull out two or three opinions and you'll go, wait, those are unanimous, and you have a liberal Democrat joining him on those opinions. So I've never seen such a weak set of attacks on anybody. They really don't have anything on him. And so I think their only hope is to create something in the hearing, to hope that he says something or does something, because I think right now they're in serious trouble at trying
this
to stop.
It seems like, I mean, it was a really big deal. A lot of people voted for Trump because of this. I mean, in fact, I would say perhaps a majority of people voted for Trump because of this. And yet here we are in the hearings and it doesn't seem like it's going to be a big deal. It doesn't seem like when we were building up to Bork, we knew that was going to be a big deal and a big fight. Is it because we're replacing Scalia that it's not that big of a deal, or what's happening?
I think that's part of it. I think part of it is most people, for whatever reason, don't even know it's occurring. We put a website up, TrumpNominee.com, where people can, like, watch the hearing, get the information. You know, where does he stand? What are his past opinions? What does the NRA say about him? What are the Right to Life say about him? What are the different groups that are out there say? But I think most people have no idea that the hearings are starting this week.
Starting today.
Now,
I mean, we won't hear from him until late this afternoon.
Right. It's something that they don't know. And the media, I think, is probably not playing this up because I think they realize, as far as the left wing, that this is not going to work out well for them, most likely. So they're not highlighting this. I do think you're right, though. I think if we had the next nominee, and
the next one's going to be big.
The rumors are it's happening soon, like within the next year. And let's say if a Kennedy did step down, now you're talking about the control of the court because you essentially have four. When you had Scalia, you had four conservatives, four liberals, and one who kind of moves back and
Kennedy
forth.
Was a conservative appointment, though, wasn't he?
He was, but he's been voting on different sides depending upon the issues.
Never trust a Kennedy.
So, but then you would have, theoretically you would have, if you replace Kennedy, you're talking about overruling Roe v. Wade. You're talking about, you know, a lot of huge issues now that if you had five conservatives, that, and by overruling, I mean they would say, this goes to the states. This is an issue to be voted. So you're talking about big issues. So you can see the other side would really come out for that next seat.
Oh, yeah.
Where this, I mean, really the conservatives, the best they can do is stay even with replacing Scalia.
Correct.
Now, I think they're probably going to do that. In fact, many people think Gorsuch might be a little bit more conservative than Scalia was.
Holy cow.
Not as conservative as Thomas, but more conservative than Scalia. And so,
how close are these guys? I know that Scalia and Ginsburg were really close and good friends. And I really wish Ginsburg would have spoken at his funeral because I would have liked to show America that you can be on complete opposite ends of the spectrum and still be good friends. But how close is Thomas with Roberts? Do they influence each other at this point?
I don't know how much they influence them, but they are friends. But the uniqueness of the Scalia-Ginsburg relationship, I mean, that they grew up in New York. I mean, there was a real connection there. And they're friends with one another. They're in a very small, special group, obviously. But guys like Thomas aren't really influenced by what other people say
so
or do to.
Do you think, I mean, Calvin Coolidge nominated a good friend of his who is a staunch, he thought, conservative. He gets onto the court and he's so bad, he becomes progressive that even FDR makes him the Chief Justice. Really crazy. Do they get into the court? Do you think some of them get into the court and think, well, now I have such an important position and I want a legacy. Does that happen?
Well, yeah, I think the old cocktail circles in D.C., wanting to fit in, wanting to be accepted. I mean, that's always what people really worry about. I think that's one of the unique things that Gorsuch has going for him that a lot of others didn't, and that is his mom was the head of the EPA under Reagan and was savagely attacked by the Democrats. And he felt that sting. It's well known. I think he knows who his friends are and who aren't, and so I don't think he would fall into that trap. But I think
that's the best case I've heard yet.
When you have somebody, though, who doesn't have a lot of record, and they go in there, and then they get this social pressure, you can see that kind of thing happening. Again, Gorsuch has 3,000 opinions connected with him. He has a pretty strong, deep philosophy that's been expressed for many years. Anybody can surprise us, right? I mean, people are people, but, you know, this is about as good of a record. I mean, we're a group that focuses on religious liberty. We've never seen anybody with this many solid religious liberty opinions. I mean, he wrote the lower court. I mean, he was involved on the right side on Hobby Lobby, on Little Sisters of the Poor, just a number of these cases where you've heard about him later, and maybe he was in the dissent, depending upon which one it was, but he always did the right thing, wrote an excellent opinion, stood for religious freedom. So I think he's going to be good on a lot of the constitutional issues that your listeners really care about, really solid, because he's an originalist, and he's just going to follow what the text says, and he doesn't think it evolves to mean whatever he wants it to mean, which is unfortunately a common approach today.
I've heard the argument that Gorsuch has made a lot of decisions that would indicate he would be on the pro-life side of Roe versus Wade. However, there's never been a specific ruling by him on abortion. What is your level of concern on that?
I don't really have any. Again, he's really solid about what does the Constitution say? What does the text say? He's not going to create things that aren't there. He criticized, there's an article where he actually criticized the LGBT community for trying to use the courts instead of the legislative process and an opinion. So he, even if he would agree with something, he would never think to use the courts.
Do you think there is a constitutional case for pro-life?
I think he is more likely to say this is something left to the legislative process.
I'm asking you, is there a...
There's an argument. People can argue under the 14th Amendment, you know, that there's a right to life. I think.
What about the preamble?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that look at that and say, I think he would look at the original intent of what the founders were doing with those things, where they were trying to create a substantive right. Again, I think you're going to find that a lot of the more conservative judges are more, if it's not clearly there, then let's leave it to the legislative process.
Why is that when, you know, I quoted several of the signers of the Constitution and Declaration today that took a stand. I mean, this was not unheard of in the day. Abortion was a thing, and they all came out as, that's murder. Why is that not in the Constitution, or did they just think it was so plain that murder is murder?
I think that's it. I think there are a lot of things they couldn't conceive that we would have to deal with. I mean, same-sex marriage, right? A lot of these things we're seeing now, they didn't even think of, so they didn't address them necessarily in the Constitution in a direct way. I do think, Gorsuch, you've got a little more on where he stands, at least personally. He wrote a book on euthanasia. His editor of the book was Professor Robert George, probably one of the most well-respected.
Yeah. He's great. Robbie George is fantastic.
And he went, you know, a lot of people look at his education and see how incredible it was, where he goes to Columbia undergrad, Harvard Law School, all this, and then he goes to Oxford. What a lot of people don't know is why he went to Oxford. He went to Oxford to get his PhD, to study under the top brain in the world on natural law, a guy by the name of John Finnis, the same guy who trained Robbie George.
Let me ask
so it tells you,
you
a lot about the philosophy and background.
And long-standing philosophy. Let me ask you this final question. Nobody is really thinking about this, but he's young enough to be dealing with this in the next 10 to 20 years. Is he going to be able to handle, or is anybody looking into the definition of life when it comes to AI? I mean, we're moving into the realm of transhumanism, and that is going to be an issue. Have you seen anything from him on that?
Well, I mean, I don't know how he would do. You had to look at what legal, you know, case or circumstance.
Seen.
But I think he's probably got the most extensive background to prepare him for that than any justice, because, again, he studied his PhD in understanding of natural law, of life. What did he write his book on? Euthanasia. That he is steeped in that philosophy and that whole line of thinking. So he would probably be much more thoughtful than probably anybody we have on the court.
Wonder which way he would go on that.
Two quick things. One, is this the first question you've had about transhumanism in your Gorsuch interviews so far? My guess is going to be yes. Is that true?
Yes.
We're just ahead of the curve. I'm telling you, that will come.
It is coming.
And secondly, I was a big Trump skeptic on him making a good pick for the Supreme Court. And that should be stated, because we were out about it, and I did not think it would be this good. In fact, if it came from the list, I thought it would be on the bottom of the list. I feel like Gorsuch is towards the top of that list. And looking at it from my perspective, I think he did a great job with this pick. If, let's say, name the constitutionalist, your favorite guy you want to be president. We were going for Ted Cruz, but Rand Paul, Mike Lee, whoever. Any of those guys are president of the United States, and they pick Gorsuch. Is that a good pick for them, too? Because I think it is.
Yeah, he's an excellent pick.
I mean, that good.
Very brilliant. Yeah. I mean, there are some other people out there that that weren't even on the list that people go, why didn't they pick them? But I'm not saying they're better than Gorsuch.
Wow.
You know, I think we're going to have to wait and see.
Of course.
Right, after he gets on the court. But everything we see, we've got so many opinions. We've got this steeped training background. We've got this situation that happened in his own family where, you know, his mother was really unfairly treated by the Democrats. So I don't think he's going to go to D.C. and cozy up to the cocktail crowd. So there's a lot of things in his favor that, again, his manner is mild and humble. And again, I think that's why they can't attack him. They can't make him a Bork or a he's just, that's not his personality. Mm. And so I think they're really desperate during these hearings to get him to make a mistake somehow, which I just don't see him do.
If you really want to know where everybody stands from, you know, NRA on down the line, go to TrumpNominee.com. That's TrumpNominee.com. You'll be able to watch the hearings, get the analysis there. And Kelly, we'd love to have you back just to give us a highlight of what we saw, you know, starting tomorrow, because the hearings kind of start today with opening statements. Thank you so much, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
God bless.
Glenn Beck, The Blaze Radio Network.
Hey, I want to talk to you a little bit about the trouble that I have sometimes with my son and my daughter. They love the internet, as I do. The internet is an incredible resource, educational, social, recreational. It's all good, except it's not all good. Some of it is real bad, and it can show up on your kid's screen when you least expect it. So how do you as a parent handle it? I want to tell you about Hero Parental Control. It's the most comprehensive family internet solution available, and the activity from all of your family's devices can be filtered, can be monitored, and even tracked via GPS from a dashboard on your phone or your iPad. Material that may be healthy for a teen can be harmful to a young child, and so you need to have the perfect protection level from toddler to teen to mom and dad. One of the most important steps to a safer internet in your home is recognizing this is a really big issue. Hero gives you the power to create a protected and nurturing online environment. There's nothing like it. Try Hero. Block the bad. Choose what's good for your family. Visit BlazeHero.com. That's BlazeHero.com.